date! Bring out your date!
Here's one.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
That's right, music lovers. Guess who's back from the dead? Rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack. Rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack, rock the shack. Yeah, that's the way it is. Dimed Out, Titus Andronicus. Let's talk about that amazing song before we deal with the elephant Titus in the room. We've played Titus Andronicus on the show before, and when I say on the show, I mean back when there was a show called Rock the Shack Podcast. But we'll get into that. And when I say we, I mean me and my microphone, pretty much, because my imaginary co-hosts. But yeah, I think I might have mentioned that I love that band, but not crazy about their name. I know it's Shakespearean, but just not a great band name. But their album, The Monitor, just kind of kicks ass from beginning to end and gets the fist pumping in the air. Very anthemic. And they're coming out with a new album, triple album, called The Most Lamentable Tragedy. And we're talking over 90 minutes, 3 LP. Triple concept album. So I don't know what they're doing, but it sounds like it's punk rock heaven. So that's the first track I've heard from that album, Dimed Out. I like it when it's dimed out. And that's one of my favorite songs right now. So yeah, what are we doing? Why are we here? What's going on? If you're new, then you don't care. But if you're not, if you've listened to the show before, then you're wondering where the hell you've been. I thought you did a goodbye show, then you did a back from the goodbye show, and then 6 months went by, and here we are. Well, I'm not sure I have a great answer for that, other than I've been missing the podcast, or podcasting in general. I've been itching to do a new show. The new show's not ready yet, so we're going to try out some of the ideas for the new show on a Rock the Shack podcast, because it's all there. It's all the templates there. It's all set up. There's a website, Podomatic. It's been a while. And it's on iTunes, even though it's very hard to search on iTunes. So here we are. We're doing another show. We're gonna try out some new features. We're gonna mess around a little, but as always, it's about the music. I know I've done this in previous shows, but apologies for the voice. I'm a little bit hoarse, and I'm not sure. I've been doing a lot of running lately, and when I do long distance runs, I keep super hydrated, but I don't know if it's dehydration in the end or what, but after a long run, I end up sort of straining a little bit vocally. So a little rough in the voice today, but let's get back to some music. And here's a new feature that I'm thinking of throwing out there. A little sort of set of music, maybe two to four songs in general. And we'll call it something like Troubadours, Storytellers and Songwriters. Troubadours, Songwriters and Storytellers. That has a better ring. And yeah, I mean, the title pretty much explains what that's going to be. It's going to be the Towns Van Zandt. It would be the godfather of this segment of the show. And we might not play Towns in this first foray into that, but let's kick off Troubadours, Storytellers and Songwriters. I forget the order already. With a great Canadian songwriter that most people probably haven't heard of, but should have. And that's Al Tuck. And yes, sometimes the answer to the question, who are you going to call, is Ghostbusters. But more often, it's 5-0.
Breaking of the law, 'tis a serious business. At the Wailing Wall, Sonny's taking a whiz. 5-0. You better run 5-0, 'cause here they come. 5-0, nowhere to go. 5-0, 5-0, 5-0. Sonny had a date with somebody named Sandy, but they couldn't wait. They caught them in the can. 5-0, you better run 5-0, 'cause here they come. 5-0. Thank you.
head was numb. Couldn't get rid of you, couldn't get clear. So I threw on my boots and away I run. Just looking for a little bit of atmosphere. Caught me right outside town. There was a pickup truck and a guy named Joe. Asked him if he knew where a man might drown when he ain't got no place else to go. He said, I know a place and it ain't too far, where the beer's cheap and the food's alright. You can rent you a room right over the bar. Pretty sure it's still $25 a night. I said, Joe, that'd be just fine. Feeling so inclined to start drinking in the morning. No, my woman did me wrong, and my lonely days ain't gone. No, they're only just beginning. I will wait, just come up and I ordered a draft. Concierge, and she just laughed. I said, I'm here on the queen's behalf. I'll take the penthouse suite with the four-piece bath. She said, I'm sorry, sir, but you're out of luck. Seems that our penthouse suites is all booked up. But I can get you a room with a brick wall view. I said, all right, honey, that'll have to do. Just fine, feeling so inclined to start drinking in the morning. No, my woman did me wrong, and my lonely days ain't gone. No, they're only just beginning. I woke up this morning and my head was numb. Couldn't get rid of you, couldn't get clear. Threw on my boots and away I run. Just looking for a little bit of atmosphere. Yeah, looking for a little bit of atmosphere. All right.
Exley's Blues, Jack Marks on the Rock the Shack podcast. I'm Tim, by the way. Welcome back. I know it's been a while. So this is a little new feature that we're doing, and we're halfway through it. We heard from Al Tuck from PEI, based out of Halifax for a long time, and a guy that I'm just sort of discovering how frigging amazing this dude is as a songwriter. And There's a lot of people around who've known this for a while, and I'm sort of late to this party, but I promise you we will get more into Mr. Tuck on future shows. Might be this show, might be the new show. We'll just call it the new show for future reference. But that song that we heard was from a CD I bought when I saw Al play at Doraquillo's, which was in my old hood on the Danforth. And took me forever. I don't know. I buy CDs, and I'm just not a CD buyer lately. So it takes me a long time to put them onto my iTunes, onto my iMac. So for a long time, that just sat there in the cellophane, and I didn't unwrap it. And actually, all right, I'll admit it. More than a long time, until this week. What made me finally dig into some CDs that I had bought and not opened was that Al Tuck has a new album coming out called Fair Country, which I sampled on altuckmusic.bandcamp.com. You can check him out there. And man, some people I know play on that album. Some of the, well, Aaron Como of Sam Cash and the Romantic Dogs, who I keep teasing this, but at some point I'm going to do a show, might be something like 6 Degrees of Sam Cash, where I play all the music that I've sort of stumbled upon based on one blog post. I don't know if it's a blog post, I guess you call it that, on No Depression, the alt-country Americana website. And that post led me to Sam Cash, which led me to checking out his music way back when, which led me to going to a whole bunch of live shows. I'll see those guys play anytime they play. And sort of that, they've got a nice little scene there, all based around the Cameron House, I guess, nowadays, and Cameron House Records. And I think Aaron Como told me one of the first times he ever played, or maybe Sam told me this, was when Jack Marks had them come out and had Aaron come out and play probably bass, because Aaron plays everything, for him at the Cameron House. And there's some awesome videos of a tour, Jack Marks videos somewhere in the out west, Western Canada. I'm forgetting if it's Calgary or where it was, but some really cool videos of live stuff with that song, Exley's Blues, and a couple others, and a very young Aaron Como on the bass. And we'll dig more back into all that lineage and the degrees of separation and all that. I think Al Tuck I actually heard of through that same whole music scene. So I'm gonna talk more about Al Tuck when I delve into his. He's got a whole bunch of stuff, and the more I hear, the more I like. So we heard 5-0, and like I said, Fair Country, his new record, sounds frigging amazing. I would have played something from that, but I'm trying to figure out how to buy things from Bandcamp. I'm not too good at buying stuff online. So if it's available on iTunes, I'm there. I can buy it. No problem. But I don't believe that's on iTunes yet. Anyway, TSS, Troubadours, Storytellers, Songwriters. There's two of them right there. How about the way Jack Marks can spin a yarn about, you know, a guy who just wants to find a place to drink? Here's another guy who can spin a yarn. He can do it, I was going to say literarily. I so don't think that's a word. He can do it with the pen, and he's also a pretty kick-ass musician. This is New York's Mischa Shabali on the Rock the Shack podcast.
Boxes of unlabeled crap. If I die now, will they ever get unpacked? Boxes and boxes of unlabeled crap. If I die now, they will never get unpacked. I can't remember when you I can't remember when you were mine.
tiny good intentions on the road to hell, that I'll go bankrupt and that well will overflow before you'll forgive me and let me come home. I can't remember when you were mine. No, I can't remember when you were mine. No, I can't remember when you were mine. I can't. Remember when you were mine? No, I can't remember when you were mine. No, I can't remember when you were mine. 2003 feels like 1989.
Rock the Shack podcast. We're back. We're in the middle of a new feature, Troubadours, Storytellers, and Songwriters, and that's Mishka Shabali, and he's all three. I don't know. He's probably not a troubadour, I guess. Mostly kind of New York-based. He's toured. He's toured recently, and I think he's moving out to the West Coast. I don't know what's going on there. Can't afford rent in New York, so he's moving to California. I don't get it. But hey, if he can move to California, you move to California. That's from The Coward's Path, 2015, and Mishka's been clean and sober for quite a while. And he's got a new album out, which is a lot of the songs that he wrote back when he wasn't, back when he was doing some pretty crazy shit. But I encourage you to check that record out. It's a great record. And check out his writing. He's a Kindle best-selling author, a whole bunch of different titles, The Long Run, and a bunch of others. So we're almost done this new feature, TSS, Troubadours, Storytellers and Songwriters. Well, let's do one more song in this, and this will be a regular thing on, I don't know, this show, if this show continues, or the new show, the oft-mentioned new show. Hey, do you ever, like, you know when it, this happens to all of us, I'm sure, but, like, you live somewhere, and you have a few roommates, and one of them's from an unnamed South American country, and all of a sudden you like fall for her and then find out she just started dating someone as a boyfriend. Yeah. I mean, you know, I hate that. Like, don't you hate when that happens? I totally hate when that happens.
Second chance, we've been drifting on an empty aching sea. You were the girl I never knew I wanted. I was the boy you hoped you'd never see. It's a shame we ain't lovers. It could have been something so big and grand. Just kissing for hours underneath sweet magnolia. I'm begging for answers, trying to make a stand. Been burning up the hours, talking to the midnight, just dreaming of ways that I could just wasn't meant. All things have a reason, and maybe our hearts just too careless and free. It's a shame we ain't looking. We could have been something so big and grand, just kissing for hours underneath that sweet magnolia, begging for answers, trying to make a stand. There was a time you would have had me. There was a time when I could have had you. But it's too late, another path has come and gone again. I'm at the back door with a broken window of you thinking. It's a shame we ain't lovers. We could have been something so big and great. Just kissing for hours underneath that sweet magnolia, begging for answers, trying to make a stand. It's a shame. So big and great. Just kissing for hours underneath that sweet magnolia. I'm begging for answers, trying to make a stand.
From Texas, Hayes Carl. It's a shame we ain't lovers. Rock the Shack podcast. Pay no attention to that earlier. I don't know what I was talking about there. There you have it. The first ever installment of TSS, Troubadours, Storytellers and Songwriters. And we heard four pretty awesome ones there. So there's a whole bunch of them. So I don't think we're going to run out anytime soon. But yeah, man, I'm working on a whole bunch of different ideas, and I'm thinking every show, whatever show it is, there should be a little feature. I'm going to come up with the names for them, but I'm thinking like movies and music, whatever. That's a terrible title, but the idea being we talk about a movie, me and you, and we play something. A good song that is related to that movie, was in the movie, is from the soundtrack, whatever. Because I like movies almost as much as I like music. Maybe more. It's hard to tell sometimes. So for the first installment of Movies and Music, Eminem, not the white rapper guy, but let's talk about one of my favorite movies. Someone made me do my top 20 all-time movie list recently, and I dread having to commit to these choices and rankings and numbers, but I did it because basically she called BS on me saying that Almost Famous might be in my top 20. So that's why I had to go and compile my top 20. No, it didn't make the top 20, Almost Famous. It was close. I forget. I didn't go beyond 20, so I don't know. But this one was in my top 20. Ken Russell movie. Cult classic. Like a horror movie, sort of. But, I mean, campy, tongue-in-cheek horror movie. Called Lair of the White Worm. I haven't checked my list lately, but I'm pretty sure it was top 10. And I've watched this movie so many times. Young Hugh Grant. Don't hold that against this movie. He was good in this movie. And I normally hate dream sequences in movies. It's just like, oh, here we go. It's kind of like wanking, you know, like it's from a writer's perspective. Oh, I'm gonna dream sequence. Shut up. But you got to love the dream sequences in Lair of the White Worm. They're so perverse and weird. And I just love everything about this movie, and including this song, which is in the movie. and happens very early on at a party that Mr. Grant, John Dampton in the movie, is hosting. And this is the Dampton Worm song on the Rock the Shack podcast, Movies and Music.
Went a fishing once, a fishing in the weir. He caught a fish up on his hook. He thought looked mighty queer. Now what the kind of fish it was, John Dampton couldn't tell. But he didn't like the look of it, so he threw it down a well. Now the worm got fat and growed, and growed an awful size. With great big teeth and a great big mouth and great big goggle eyes. And when at night it crawled about, all looking for some booze. If it fell dry upon the road, it milked a dozen coos. Fearful worm would often feed on cows and lamb and sheep and swallow little babes alive when they lay down to sleep. So John set out and caught the beast and cut it into halves, and that soon stopped it eating babes and sheep and lambs and cats. So now you know how all the folks on both sides of the weir lost lots of sheep and lots of sleep and lived in mortal fear. So drink the health of Grey Sir John, who kept the babes from harm. Save cows and calves by making hats of that famous Dampton worm. So drink the health of Grey Sir John, who kept the babes from harm. Save cows and calves by making hats of that famous Dampton worm.
Welcome back, Rock the Shack podcast, The Dampton Worm from Lair of the White Worm, Ken Russell's amazing movie. I tell people to watch this movie. Some people won't get it. Some people will love it. No one will love it as much as I do. If I meet that person and they're an attractive woman, I'm set. Also, I mentioned Hugh Grant, but what I didn't mention is Amanda Donahoe in that movie. Damn, that's all I'm going to say. Look it up. You just watch the movie and you'll know what I'm talking about. The outfits, you don't need to know. I don't need to tell you the rest of this. So here's another feature I'm thinking of doing, because I brought you down with the troubadours. You know, they like to sing about drinking and staying in $25 night hotels with a brick wall view and all that. So we got to pick it up a little, right? I know you might be new. You're like, Tim, I don't like this downtrodden, sad sack troubadour storyteller stuff. Give me something that'll pick me up. All right. Well, I'm thinking of a new feature for the new show about, I don't know, maybe every week. Oh, here we go. I'm committing to a show a week. Yeah, that's going to happen. We talk about a book that I'm reading, and we relate some music to that book because, you know, movies, books, songs, philosophy, it's all sort of, it all goes together in the end, doesn't it? It's all the stuff of life that we love to pay attention to. So, well, what I'm currently reading, and luckily I'm comfortable enough with my masculinity to admit, is a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. Marie Kondo's a cute Japanese girl who wrote this book about basically how if you learn to tidy up, she doesn't use the word Zen, I don't think, ever in the book, but it's got a sort of Zen feel to it where you tidy up your surroundings, your room, your life, your house, and that has far-reaching effects in the rest of your life. And I haven't graduated yet to applying the book, but it's pretty damn awesome. And I'm almost there. So I don't know if there's going to be a blog to go with this podcast at some point with photos and whatnot. But if there are, if there is, whatever the grammar is there, I'll show you pictures of before and after of my awfully messy room. And then it's actually not very messy right now. So I don't know. I'm going to have to fake the before. I'm going to have to throw shit on the ground and, you know, go get some food from the kitchen and put it in the photo. But anyway, point is, I'm really not tidy, and I want to be orderly and tidy and like a Zen fucking monk. So I'm reading this book. I love Japanese girls. That's not why I'm reading the book, but this is how I'm relating the book, Marie Kondo's The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, which I highly recommend, by the way, to this song, because I love Japanese girls, and I have a Japanese girl band thing. I've played them before, but this, if you're tired of the sad sack music, might wake you up out of your little slumber. This is baby metal, and I can't even describe what this is, so just listen to it, and we'll talk about it later. I'm Tim, Rock the Shack Podcast. We're talking about books, we're talking about movies, we're talking about music. We're listening to music. Here's a song.
with me again. Allow me to apologize for my slightly wicked thoughts, 'cause that's the kind of friend that you got. If a fight breaks out and you're the cause of it, in some redneck bar where you've been talking shit, I would not forsake you later in that parking lot, 'cause that's the kind of friend that you've got. Well, through the laughter and the tears, we go stumbling through the years. A bit dysfunctional, well, folks might say. Well, I've got the dirt on you, hey, I got plenty on you too. So I pray we stay together all our days. Finally, I'll bring that girl home. You put a little Captain Beefheart on the stereo and you disconnect the phone.
Then I show up drunk and raving, and then I pass out on the spot. That's the kind of friend that you've got.
Cracker on the Rock the Shack podcast. Let's go back. We finished our other new feature about books and relating songs to books. That was Baby Metal, a song called Gimme Chocolate. I'm not going to go into what they're all about. You really got to look them up. This is a podcast. This is audio. You need to see that video. So Google Gimme Chocolate or YouTube. Baby Metal, Gimme Chocolate. And yeah, I don't know, I dig it. I'm semi-obsessed with that song. And after that, we got back out of, you know, this isn't all about the new features on the show. This show is about just basically my whims of what I'm listening to and what I think other people will like. And we heard Cracker, Friends. I think it was like 2010 or 2012. I totally missed that song, and I'm so pissed that I missed it back then. But not really, because I'm so excited to have found it, like, this year. David Lowery, formerly of Camper Van Beethoven and Cracker fame. Cracker's still going, and they brought that song out. And with Patterson Hood from Drive-By Truckers. And damn, are his lines not so cool, the way he comes in with that friggin' southern accent. And yeah, I want to my musician friends out there, if you're listening to this podcast and you know who you are, I want to sing that song. I want to cover that song. And I will sing the Patterson Hood parts. You can sing the David Lowery parts. Let's do this. All right. So, so it's not all about the new features. We're just playing songs. It's about the musicians. It's about the music. Recently, not that long ago, I'm not good with dates, but I got to see one of my all-time favorite musicians, Joel Plaskett, that East Coast songwriting dynamo that he is. And speaking of friends, which is the previous song played by Cracker, this is a request from a friend. I'm not going to say her name because I say her name too often on this show, and I don't think she appreciates it enough, even though she likes hearing her name. I don't think she appreciates it enough. So anyway, she requested Mo Kenny, who opened the show at the Danforth Music Hall, the Joel Plaskett show. So this is from brand new Mo Kenny, and this is a song called Pretty Things, which Mo Kenny is. All right, I'll tell you a little story. After the show, Mo Kenny was signing CDs, and I got my CD signed. I never do that, but I did because she's one of those girls who can rock the short hair, and she's so cute. And got my CD signed, and I don't know what I said to her. It was probably just blabbing. And then as I was leaving, I drunkenly, awkwardly kissed her hand and left. Sorry, Mo. I know you're not listening, but this is Mo Kenny, Pretty Things, Rock the Shack podcast.
That's not the water buffalo. That's not Joel. Long may you ramble.
I don't know.
Far may you roam. Whether your home is on the range quest for truth. We will encounter certain obstacles, some of which may seem impossible, impossible to defeat. But sure as time passes, sure as you look badass in those sunglasses, we will surely overcome the masses and finally speak. You got the whistle and I got the drum. Let's walk to the city and wander around. Stop at a cafe or just drink in the park. Some say living is easy, some say living is hard.
I got the pitchfork
and I got the gun. Let's march to the center of town. Stop at a record store, sing from our hearts. Some say living is easy. When I was a young man, I used to follow all the rules. I never missed a day of school. Okay, well, maybe a few, 31 or 32. Now that I'm much older, I sure hate being tolder what to say or what to do. And I got the drum. Let's walk to the city and wander around. Stop at a cafe or just drink in the park. Some say living is easy, some say living is hard.
I got the pitchfork
and I got the gun. Let's march to the center, the center of town. Stop at a record store, sing from our hearts. Some say living is easy. If I have any advice that I care about enough to give, I'd say please live by your own devices. And please, 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 please care enough to give. 'Cause in the quest for truth, we will encounter certain second chances, be afforded grace by certain circumstances, whatever they may be. That's not too much to ask. That's not a red apple in the snow. That's not Joe. That's not the water buffalo.
This is a message to anybody
place. You hit the couch, you hit the lights. You breathe once, you breathe twice. You hit the couch, you hit the
Joel Plaskett, Emergency on the Rock the Shack podcast. I'm Tim. That song, This Is a Message from Down at the Khyber. Joel has a new album out, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. And Mo Kenny opened for him at the Danforth Music Hall. And we heard Mo Kenny's Pretty Things before that. And actually sandwiched in between those two, That's Not Joel, a New Scotland Records split 7-inch. That's Shotgun Jimmy with Joel Plaskett, and that is Joel Plaskett's record label. All right, let's kick off a new feature where we sort of delve into one band and sort of showcasing the entire catalog of a band, generally a band that is a little under the radar. So here's the thing. I'm not a mainstream guy. Sometimes I hate things just because they're mainstream, but mostly I hate them because they suck, and that's why they're mainstream. But funny thing, my current favorite band is, I think, kind of mainstream in the UK. But every time I try and ask all my friends here who like good music, hey, have you heard of this band? They haven't. And I have to explain who they are, and I have to send videos, and the band is The Vaccines, indie band from England formed around 5 years ago, 2010, in West London. Lead singer, he goes by, well, his real name's Justin Hayward Young. I think he goes by JJ Pistolet, which I knew wasn't his real name when I read that. But I have a bit of a man crush on this lead singer guy.
And he seems to be one of those guys who struggles being good looking. Yeah, it's tough, let me tell you. So they have 3 albums at this point.
I just keep playing the hell out of this stuff and singing aloud. I'm sure my roommates have heard me singing, but let's start with the first record. What did you expect from The Vaccines? Rock the Shack podcast. And if you're a runner, this is the best song to run to, bar none.
Yeah. at some point we all succumb. For goodness sake, let us be young, 'cause time gets harder to outrun. And I'm nobody, I'm not done with a cool, cool breeze and dirty knees. I rest on childhood memories. We all got old at breakneck speed. Slow it down, go easy on me, go easy on me.
Digging deep on the Rock the Shack podcast, or whatever we're going to call that feature. The Vaccines Wetsuit, and I think I might have said, I'm not sure if I did, but I might have said Friends by Cracker earlier was my current favorite song, if it wasn't for Wetsuit by the Vaccines. That's not current. It's 2011. It's their first record. What would you expect from the Vaccines? Both those songs we heard from If You Wanna and Wetsuit. And man, like, just check that album out. There's like four more songs that I'm not even mentioning and playing that will make you want to sing along to. I cannot listen to that song without singing along. And then 2012, they brought out a record called Come of Age. And here's a couple songs from that record. And this song I do not send out to the previously not aforementioned roommate.
Down could make an observation if you are the voice of the generation, but I'm too self-absorbed to give it clout. And I don't really care about anybody else when I haven't got my own life figured out. 'Cause when you're young and bored and 24 and don't know you, I know, but there's no hope and it's hard to come of age. I think it's a problem, does it ever go away? I know I am so self-obsessed, I guess, but there's no hope and I hope it's just a phase. I'll have grow, uh-oh. Finding in the charm of an English nation, but wouldn't that be cheap and ill-informed? And I could bet you don't believe me if I said it came from deep within me, but I promise you I'm telling you the truth. And I don't really care about anybody else when I haven't got my own life figured out. 'Cause when you're 24,
promise me.
The Vaccines, Handsome, on the Rock the Shack podcast from English Graffiti 2015. Brand new album. And before that, from Come of Age, we heard No Hope and I Always Knew. And there, I wanted to play a couple more songs from that one, but, you know, this is a new feature. We're playing a bunch of songs from one band. This band is The Vaccines. And we're going to wrap it up because we normally used to go an hour and we're pushing 90 minutes with this. 90 minutes, like a triple Titus Andronicus album. So if you like what you heard from The Vaccines, and I hope you did, because I am doing my damnedest to introduce other people to this band, and you live in Toronto, which I hope you do. I don't really hope you do. I mean, if you're one of my Toronto friends, August 28th, I believe. Don't quote me. It's a Friday. Don't quote me on that either, but it's a Friday or Saturday, late August, Opera House. The Vaccines are coming to Toronto. And not only will I be at that show, but I will be singing along to all these songs that you've heard and a few others. So I'm hoping to round up a bit of a crew, Rock the Shack crew. So if you want to come to that show, you know, get a hold of me. All right, so let's end this resurrection of the Rock the Shack podcast with one more Vaccine song. Thank you all for listening, and we'll leave you with a song that's sort of a little bit kind of new direction from all the, not new direction, the, I don't know where they're from, that band. But for the Vaccines, this is a bit of a new sound. This song's called Minimal Affection. Thanks for listening. Rock the Shack, The Vaccines. We'll see you guys in a week or 6 months.
In a world of minimal affection, can you give yourself